You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We haven't had new music in a while from Bruno Mars, have we?
I don't think so. Just kicking back, relaxing, I guess.
Spending all of his money, just hanging out?
Yeah.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning, ready to play Rattle Off. All right, let's get to the phones. Caroline, what are you doing today?
Good morning. I am on my way to the chiropractor and then off to work.
Where are you feeling the pain?
In my neck. I've been rear-ended a couple times or two.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Go get realigned now, huh?
What do you think is causing that?
Yeah.
You think you're hitting the brakes too soon? Is that what the... Too hard, too fast, stopping too soon? What's the deal?
Oh, I don't know. Getting rear-ended wasn't my fault, so.
I was just kidding. It's not your fault.
Just minding your own business. Next
just
thing
people
you know,
following too closely.
You're getting rear-ended.
That's no fun with
pain
your having
neck.
Your car. That's no fun
Literally.
With your car in the shop all the time either, now, is it?
Oh, definitely not.
What kind of car are you driving?
A Mazda 6.5.
Well, sounds tough. Sounds like a tough little car.
It's a new one, so yeah.
Yeah, well, the other one probably beat up pretty good.
On the up and up. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to go?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah.
Here you go. Then in 10 seconds, the letter is... No, actually, I'm going to change this. I'm going to do for you five things that are slow.
Five things that are slow.
Ready? And go.
Turtle, quicksand, mud, I don't know, time, slow.
Hmm.
Oh, we're going to accept mud and time.
Snails.
I don't know.
Snails are super slow. The lines at Costco.
The line
no
at the post
idea.
Office.
Yeah, so slow. Oh, no.
That was tough, yeah.
Well, I hope your neck feels better soon.
Stuff, and I was like, man, I would have been good at that one.
Your neck healing. That could have been the one.
I hope you feel better soon, Caroline. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.
Thanks.
Alrighty.
Have a good one.
Me too. You too. Bye. I don't want to get rear-ended.
Well.
Kellyanne, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Who are you named after?
It actually means little warrior. It's the people from Kilkenny, Ireland. We're called Killians.
I'll be
well,
darned.
That's a cool name.
Do you see yourself as a warrior?
I do. I make the joke that they knew I was going to be the short one. It means little warrior. And
how
I'm
tall are you?
Short person. I'm like 4'11".
You are small.
Oh, okay.
You can never buy the healthy cereals.
You don't even know how much of a struggle that is.
Okay, so I saw a woman in the grocery store about 2 years ago who brought a little one of those little step stools with her.
To get to the Kashi.
She got her cart, you know, out in the parking lot from where they returned their carts, and she put her little step stool from her trunk into the basket, into
That's
the cart,
great.
Went into the grocery store, and she was using it in the store.
Why not? If you're short, you got to get up.
Why wouldn't you do that?
You
got
to do it. It's a pain.
Would
I've
you
been
do,
shopping wrong this whole time.
Would you do that? I mean, why not,
I would
right?
just bring a stick.
I just order my groceries online.
Yeah. What about those little claw grabber things that you squeeze the handle and you got another, like, 2 or 3 feet and it's got a little gripper at the end of it and you can grab your peanut
the
butter.
Little, like, T-Rex thing?
Yeah, you can get the honey because the honey's always at the top.
Huh.
Yep.
I remember going through the drive-thru one time at Chick-fil-A and I was paying with cash and I dropped... Like some of the change was like a dollar bill dropped and it down. And I was like, oh, and you can't open the door in the drive-thru because you're right there. And the guy in the window said, nope. He goes, we're ready to handle that. We're prepared. And they had one of those claw things you're talking about, Jeremy. I kid you not. He stuck it out the drive-thru window, picked up the dollar bill, and handed it to me.
Pulled it back in. And then stuck it in your car and brushed your cheek with it?
That's why there's always a line at the Chick-fil-A, because they know how to do customer service.
My pleasure.
That's so crazy.
It's foolproof, really.
Let me ask you this, Killian. What are some of the advantages of being 4 foot 11?
I can blend in a crowd.
Okay.
If I wear a hoodie, I can order off the kids' menu.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about all I got.
Little tiny shoes.
That's it.
How big is your foot?
I've got, like, normal size feet. They're not, like, weirdly tiny. They're proportionate.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Okay.
All right.
What do you do for a living?
I work in fire safety.
What does that mean? What do you do?
I sell and service fire suppression systems, so the big thing that turns sprinklers on in, like, commercial buildings.
Well, that's cool. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
A lot of math involved.
Kind of sucks if you got to get up there and change a battery in your smoke detector, though, huh?
Yeah, see, I can't do that
you
on my own.
You can't do it!
My dad.
That's
funny. Got, like, a vaulted ceiling, too. It's a whole thing.
Yep.
You know, I really like your spirit, Killian. I got to say.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
What do we have for you for rattle off today? Rattle off. 10 seconds. We need 5 types of bread. 5 different types of bread. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Banana bread, pumpernickel, rye, zucchini bread, and wheat bread.
Boom.
Never stop at 5. A rule for everybody.
But
never stop at 5. Keep going. You didn't even say white bread, which is what's really,
like,
funny.
Yeah.
That one seemed too obvious.
Wonder bread.
Believe me, people need some obvious ones sometimes in rattle off. But not you. You're a winner.
Woo!
Yeah, girl.
Way to go, Killian.
Well done.
You little warrior, you. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your gift card to Target, all right?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for,
and thanks for being a good sport and playing around with us today. I really enjoyed that game today.
You too. Good one.
All right, so winner for today, and you know what? We will play Rattle Off again tomorrow morning about 9 o'clock.